Give me 2 minutes because I will be doing a very small fundraiser for the masjid to be able to help us with a bill that we got to complete the construction of the Back Creek side, and we need this for our permanent certificate of occupancy. So just give me 2 minutes after the salah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Number two, we still need teacher's assistance for the boys on Sundays from 10 to 2 p.m. 10 to 2 p.m. So if you can come and help us with the boys during Sunday school, please do so, inshallah. Number three, alhamdulillah, with collaboration with Epic Sisters and teachers, we've started a Quran class for sisters in Allen and Plano for adults only every Tuesday from 9:30 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. So that's every Tuesday from 9:30 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. If any sisters are interested, just contact Brother Adil, our president, to sign up for those classes and register, inshallah. And number four, we also want to offer a full-time HIFS program here at Masjid Salah al-Din, led by Sheikh Abdul Fattah, who is well qualified in this. So if you have any interest in this, also please let our president, Brother Adil, know, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهم رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحم إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I was reading through some verses the other day, and one caught my attention, and I spent some time looking into it, asking a few people about it. It's one that we very well know, but I wanted to understand its implications and share them with you today, inshallah ta'ala, because I've heard parts of these verses get used in different ways, but I want to try to connect them all today, inshallah ta'ala. This verse comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا تَحْلَكْتُ.
There we go. Thank you.
وَأَحْسَنُوا. And do good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please forgive me as well. I'm still suffering from the cold that my daughter gave me last Saturday. I haven't slept more than 2 hours this entire week. You know how that is when you have children, and then they give it to you. That's just the way it goes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and we've heard parts of these verses used in different ways. We've heard that Allah loves those who are doers of good, right? We are told that. We've heard the part about spend for the sake of Allah. And then they separate the part, do not let your own hands become your destruction. But there is a specific reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to put all three of these things connected into one verse. The very first thing Allah tells us, and spend in the cause of Allah. Spend in the cause of Allah. This is something we know is a good deed. Charity, man naqasu malun min sadaqah. You cannot decrease your wealth by giving charity. But then we find people separate out the verse where Allah says, and don't let your hands become your own destruction. Meaning that don't do harm to yourself. That's the way it's normally used and interpreted. Don't do harm to yourself. But if you look at what Allah says in the beginning and then connects it with wow, that means that these two are interconnected. So what Allah is telling us is that do not let your hands be your own destruction by withholding the goodness that Allah has given you. This, I actually had a chance to talk to Sheikh Abdullah Shamqiti's son-in-law, and I asked him to ask about this verse. He said, yes, they're connected. He said that Allah is telling us, don't let our hands be our own destruction by withholding the good that He has given to us. And then Allah ends it by saying, وَأَحْسَنُوا, and do good. For Allah indeed loves the doers of good. And I asked him about the muhsin. He said, the muhsin is not just a doer of good, because it comes from the word ihsan. He said, ihsan is to strive for excellence. It is to strive for excellence in everything that we do. The muhsineen are not just the doers of good. The muhsineen are the ones who go above and beyond. They're the ones who strive for the best in everything that they do. Because we know the Prophet ﷺ, in a hadith where Jibreel ﷺ came to him, sat, and all the companions witnessed it. He came to him in the form of a man, sat in front of him and asked him three questions. There's a book, the very beautiful book written about this called He Came to Teach You Your Religion. But he sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked him, what is Islam? And he talked about the pillars of Islam. He said, what is Iman? He talked about the pillars of Iman. Then he asked him, what is Ihsan? And he said that Ihsan is to worship Allah as though you see Him. Worship Allah as though you see Him. And if that's not possible, if you're not capable of that, then worship knowing that He sees you. Worship Him as if He sees you. When he left, the companion said, who is this man? How dare, you know, it's almost like he's coming in here interrogating you about the religion. Who is this man? He said, for indeed this was Jibreel, and he came to teach you your religion. So ihsan, the muhsineen, are the ones who strive for excellence. Whatever we do as a Muslim, we should strive to do it with ihsan. It doesn't matter if it's our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter if it's our business dealings. It doesn't matter if it's our contracts between you, the way we deal with each other. It doesn't matter if it's the way you clean your house. Everything a Muslim does, they should try to do it in the best manner, in the best way. And then Allah says, indeed Allah loves yuhibbul muhsinin. He loves those who go above and beyond. This is what ihsan means. This is what a muhsin means. To go above and beyond. When we look at our lives, when we look at our lives as Muslims, the question, I talked about this one time in a khutbah, the question we should be asking ourselves, is the world a better place because of me? Is the world a better place because I exist? That is what every Muslim should be asking themselves. Is the world better because of me? And if the answer, and if you can't give that resounding answer a yes, then you need to reevaluate your purpose, reevaluate what it is that you're doing, because your life is short. The only thing that will matter is the goodness that you left, is the goodness that is going to become of you. Our purpose as Muslims should be to be a beacon of light, hope, joy for the rest of the world. Goodness should emanate from us. Sand should emanate from us at all times and at all places. No matter where you are or where you find yourself, you should be a person that is a person of benefit. You should be a person that people look to and say, this person makes other people's lives better. That is what the believer should be about. That is a core value of mine. That is the reason why I do everything that I do. Is because one of my core values, besides worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be a source of goodness for anyone that I can reach by any means necessary. It's why I got into psychology. It's why I do counseling. It's why I give da'wah. It's why I do these things. Is because I want to be of the muhsineen. Because Allah loves them. And if Allah loves you, we know the very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I've said on this minbar, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, if Allah loves someone, he tells the angels that are around him, and they'll tell those lower and lower in rank, until the angels of this earth are told to all creation that Allah loves so and so, so you love him. Allah loves the muhsineen. We should be a source of benefit to mankind. And if we are not a source of benefit to mankind, then we are failing our purpose. But we cannot be a source of benefit to mankind until we become a source of benefit to ourselves. We have to be our own source of goodness. The person that you should help, first and foremost, more than anything or anyone else, is you. You have to save you. You cannot give from a bankrupt account. Sheikh Abdullah once told me when giving da'wah, he's like, you have to take in, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. You can't pour from an empty cup. So there are times where I take breaks and I go off of social media or I seclude myself. Why? Because I need it. I need to replenish me. I need to replenish me because I can't give you what I don't have. If any of you here today came and asked me for $1 million, if I had it, I'd love to give it to you. I don't have it, so I can't give you that. But I give from what I have. So that's something you need to self-evaluate. Every Muslim needs to evaluate themselves. They need to evaluate themselves and ask themselves, what benefit can I give to human beings? What benefit can I give to the world? What has Allah blessed me with that I can use to help others? That's what this verse is talking about. Spend in the way of Allah. It doesn't always mean just money. That's where it begins, yes, because Allah has blessed us with it. But spending in the way of Allah means giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your talents, giving of the things Allah has given you. Because there are people who have nothing who benefit the world greatly. There are people who might be poor, but they've benefited the world so much with the things that they've said or the things that they've written. Even if you look at some of the scholars of this religion, they were poor. They were poor, they had nothing. But yet look at the legacy that lives on through them. Look at the legacy that lives on through them. Such as our dear Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, who was not a wealthy man. He was a poor man. He never even married. He never even got married, never had children. Look at the benefit that we still take from him today. This is what it means by being a muhsinin, someone who strives for excellence to leave this world better than the way they found it. أقول قول هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروا الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن ولا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So Allah tells us, spend out of for the sake of Allah, because everything we have is from Him. Everything we have. There is nothing that you have. There's nothing you possess that's not from Allah and doesn't belong to Him. So spend from what you have, whether that be your money, whether that be your time, whether that be your education, whether that be your degree, whatever it is that you have that you can make the world a better place with, spend it for the sake of Allah. And then Allah tells us, don't let our hands be our own destruction through stinginess, through miserliness, through self-containment, through worried about only about ourselves and not caring a single bit about another human being. That is not the life of the believer. And then Allah tells us to be a person who is a doer of ihsan, of goodness. He didn't say just be a doer of khayr. That is general goodness. He said be a doer of ihsan. Wa ahsanu. And then Allah says indeed He loves the doers of good. But before we can be a benefit to everyone else, again, we have to be a benefit to ourselves. And I mentioned Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala because I leave you today with an advice he gave about self-improvement. Because you cannot help others if you are not helping yourself. I tell this to so many of my counseling clients that, because some of them come and they're struggling, but they're also worried about other people, right? That's kind of how it works. People who go through things, they take on an empathetic nature to see that in other people and try to help them. And I always remind them that yes, it's good to want to help other people, but you can't help other people if you're not helping yourself. You have to help yourself first and foremost. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, and this is from his Majmu' al-Fatawa, he said, when a person sees that their chest does not feel open and at ease, if you're finding yourself in a point in your life where you feel like this tightness in your chest, this is one of the signs of stress, anxiety, things of that nature, it becomes physical symptoms. There's a very good book about this called The Body Keeps a Score, written by Dr. Van der Kolk. But when he says, if you feel that your chest is tight and it's not open and you're not at ease and you don't experience what is known as sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of faith, and it doesn't have that same feeling to you anymore, or the light of guidance doesn't shine in your heart, you don't feel that, you don't feel that light, he said, then number one, the first advice, istighfar. Seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, tawbah will bring about things, it opens doors you have no idea to. There is a reason why our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I make istighfar between 70 to 100 times every single day. And he was the best of creation. Let your lips always be wet with istighfar. Even if you don't know what you've done wrong, I guarantee you, you've done something. So always make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his first advice. He said, secondly, then maximize their efforts and goodness as much as you can. This is about being a muhsinin. Start doing efforts of goodness. Push yourself to do good deeds. Seek repentance from Allah, make istighfar, and then maximize your efforts as much as possible. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, and those who strive their utmost for our sake, those who strive for our sake, they work for our sake, they make effort for our sake, they do juhud for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will most certainly guide them to our path. We will most certainly guide them and keep them on the straight path and in ways of this life and in the hereafter. And then lastly, they must return and fulfill all their religious duties outwardly and inwardly and stick to the straight path, seeking Allah's help and forsaking any idea that any transformation or any ability can come from anyone or anything other than Allah alone. Seeking and knowing that rectification, the rectification of the human being, cannot come except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have no capabilities beyond Him. We say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no might, there is no movement, there's no capability. It basically means that nothing happens except by the power and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, by doing this and remaining steadfast upon these small principles, Allah will guide them back. Allah will guide them back. He'll open the heart. He will put the light of Iman back into them and give them the sweetness of faith. So let us be of the Muhsineen, insha'Allah ta'ala. Those who give a greater benefit to the world. When you leave this world, there should be an impact. When you leave this world, there should be an impact felt. If not, then we have wasted a lot of our lives. And on the Day of Judgment, we will have regret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the Muhsineen, insha'Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على قوم الكافرين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر وإز الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يرحم الراحمين وأدر الشرك والمشركين سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة. Remember